In this work, we compare two algorithms to correct distortions of eye fixation-related potentials. But what are eye fixation-related potentials? To begin, let me introduce a popular technique to study neural activity, the event-related potential extraction. It consists to record the brain electrical activity by electroencephalography in response to particular stimulus. This stimulus is repeated several times. These repetitions are called trials, and the event-related potential, or ERP, is the average of the neural responses on all trials, synchronized with the stimulus's onset. For example, in a study of reading process, we study the ERP synchronized with the apparition of the word on the screen, the text is displaying word by word. In fact, to avoid artifacts due to ocular movement, the participant must fixate a given location on the screen and not move his eyes. In this context, we are far from the real conditions of reading. So, a new technique is emerging, the eye fixation-related potentials extraction. This time, in addition to electroencephalography, we use an eye tracker, which records oculars' movements. It permits, unlike event-related potentials extraction, a free visual exploration. So, for each trial, we have several fixations and saccades. We can select some fixations of interest and we study the average of neural responses synchronized on these fixations onset on all trials. It is the eye fixation-related potentials, or EFRP, continuing with the example of the reading task, the whole text can be displayed on the screen, so the participant is in the natural conditions of reading. And we can study the EFRP elicited by fixations on particular words.